This podcast sponsored by Instant Technologies, the source for award-winning same-time products and applications. Instant Technologies offers proven same-time chat archiving and compliance solutions, IMQ management and help desk solutions, buddy list administration and maintenance tools to easily add, remove, and update enterprise-level buddy lists, and persistent chat rooms and same-time plugins. Instant Technologies, your proven source for same-time solutions. Find them today at www.instant-tech.com. That's www.instant-tech.com. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Everyone, we're here with Ian Smith, president of Team Studio, and Craig Schumann, vice president of
research and development,
R&D, Rob and Deploy, right? I'm kidding. What you guys been up to? You know, here we are at Lotusphere. You guys, let's tell everyone what Team Studio has been up to.
Sure.
Ian.
Let me go first. One of the big things that we're trying to move the company towards is not just be a tools vendor for the community, which we're delighted to be, but also moving into more configurable software, and also we're trying to at least move into the whole area of policies by writing up a collection of policies we think makes sense for the community to help them run what they've currently got better, and that move has proven to be fairly popular as we go on site with clients, because you know they don't want to write it themselves, and so we've got 21 policies covering the whole application development environment, which we're calling application lifecycle management, which was what everyone else calls it. So we're calling it that because it's recognizable, and that ALM system, we're saying, We think Lotus Notes deserves a system like that, and then we're going to take the agenda inside that structure. And it means that everything we say, and frankly what many other vendors are saying, has a context, and we think that's quite helpful. If only to get the CIOs around the world to get their head around what Notes technology can do for them, because we think that's way, way too silent, too quiet. And that's a mission that has self-enlightened interest, of course, but it's also a mission that pumps up the volume of usage of Lotus Notes technology. Yeah?
Right on, yeah. I totally buy into that. Yeah. Craig, were you involved in the development of that, or is this, tell us about how someone could, how Team Studio engages customers to, I'll edit this out, but what do you want to go after that?
I just wanted to just ram home that Notes is a rad, we think of it as a rad system. It just needs a little bit of control around it, and thus our ALM system is a great marriage.
Yeah, and I would focus on too how it will help promote the what do you call
adoption?
It? Adoption, but just Notes as being a real
a serious platform.
There you go.
Exactly. No, we do. We really believe that. So we should maybe just go over that. Yeah.
No, that's where the whole.
Okay. So you pick up and then you chime in.
Okay. So the corollary of that sort of thinking is that you've got a structure and a system that means people need to take Notes seriously, and they should.
And I think that, you know, and we've seen this in conversations we've had, Notes has a reputation of being uncontrollable or being a mess or being whatever. And most of it isn't really to do with the platform itself, but it's just, it's some things that are coming together rad, moving beyond where it was best used. But bringing a little bit of structure into the development environment, into the whole management of your Notes applications, goes so much farther than just everybody saying how great Notes is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because it's going to lend credibility. Notes will no longer be the, could have done it in Notes, but it'll grow into something we can't control, and no one will remember where they put it.
Right. So it's a full-time player in a corporate governance effort, right? When you employ these types of policies.
That's a great point, this governance thing, because I think people get confused again a little bit with governance, especially a Notes community. As soon as you enter that dialogue, there's a danger, without realizing it, they think you're shouting at them. And that's why it sounds, a little bit sort of gratuitous, a little bit twee, but the strap line under our name has got substance behind it. It says just enough governance for a very good reason. We believe that we have to be incredibly sensitive to bringing that kind of a level of governance to this community. And that level's got different tiers. The level will be different between a German bank and a Massachusetts software house. It will be case by case. But there has to be a general structure that one then picks from to implement what is relevant.
Right. Mm-hmm. Governance doesn't have to be this draconian process that brings everything to a halt. You can add little bits of process here and there that might mean you have to change the way you work a little bit, but short term it's a little bit of work. Long term it gives you way more than you put in at the beginning.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. Just enough governance, right?
Just enough governance.
There you go.
But to emphasize Ian's point, that's not just enough to get by. That's just enough to meet the requirements of today so that you can grow into more tomorrow.
Right on.
And a lot of it's about benefits that aren't just money benefits, that are about having more fun at work, because elements of what we're saying are about automating things that are incredibly dry and boring to do manually, like a build process, or checking security levels, or ACL levels, or whatever.
Or complying with an audit. Who changed this, and when did they change it, and why did they change it?
If you try and prove that manually to an auditor, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You don't attack governance on a Monday morning. Governance is a corollary. It's the impact of several small steps, maybe over years. So, if you buy a vendor tool, okay, so maybe one of our tools, maybe an analyzer tool, or maybe a competitor's tool, it's likely that is one small step to improve your governance. But it's only a journey. You've only started that.
Right. It's not buy something on Monday and you're done on Tuesday.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. Governance isn't just a tool. You can't buy governance from a tool. There's people and processes that a tool will support. Exactly. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the people involved.
Right, unless it's firearms.
Exactly.
Well,
that's a special case, clearly. Yeah. Case by case, as I said.
That's too much government.
But if you take the first silo of the five silos, so requirements management, design, development, test, production. That sounds familiar, Ian. Well, of course it does, because that's the whole world of software is kind of on that. If you take the first one, requirements management, so what tools have you got in that area? Zero. And we'll never have any, we might have elements of tools, but that's not a tool area. Gartner would be the first to say, don't try and buy your way out of that area. That's about people sitting around tables and working out what the right meetings are to have. That's about people talking to each other and communicating, okay, we don't want to build things no one wants, so let's just get this kind of shopping list aligned with what really would be helpful for the business. Requirements management, that's a very posh way of saying it, but that's all it is. It's just an alignment. So all the time and effort people are building things, they know they're building the right stuff, at least.
And the thing, too, that we've done is that we've come at it from a Notes perspective also, and that, software, if you go to college, you get a computer science degree, you're going to learn aspects of this. But there's so many Notes professionals that haven't come from that environment. They're not professional developers a lot of times.
Right.
They are, the power user that's grown into this. So there's a lot of things that you would have normally picked up in a computer science degree that you haven't picked up. So what we've done is taken all this stuff and that you can learn everywhere else, but it's not Notes specific. And we've given it that Notes specific angle that makes it really easy to adopt a lot of this stuff. And it makes sense. And it's an easy read. It's a lot of reading, but they're broken up into little bits that are easy to tackle, small bits of it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The other parallel thing that works quite well is if we all accept the premise that Notes 8 and beyond is much more integrated with the big bad IT world, you know, partly because it's a bit of Java, the Eclipse, Domino Designer moving on to Eclipse, all that stuff points at Notes technology being much more relevant to a integrated, okay, it could be SOA or some other phrase to describe integrated or interoperable, but it's certainly far away from a black box in the corner approach. So if you take that premise and think about it logically, Notes needs to move into some structure that's recognizable by the other technologies, and that structure is ALM.
Yeah.
So I think it fits it every way you want to come at it. I think so.
Okay, what else you guys want to...
There's one point I wanted to maybe raise, which was the current volatility of the market, and just one small point about the danger of rainbow chasing. Now's the time to actually look at what you've got. What an opportunity to really take Notes to another level instead of wasting time looking at other stuff. In other words, it's volatile.
Well, yeah, go on that, and I can lead into the contest.
Yeah, and then we'll wrap up.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
One other aspect we've got to, you know, face facts, I suppose, Lotus Sphere 08, is that we've just seen, even as we're physically here in Florida, some significant drops in share prices around the world. And, you know, on the back of, clearly, the mortgage crisis, etc., emergency Fed intervention. I mean, this is not something that happens every 6 months. This is something that maybe, you know, elements of this happen once every 20 years. You know, so the context of Lotus Sphere 08 is in the backcloth of a very volatile market. And I actually think, of course, there's good and bad news. But the point is, there's good news to a volatile market. It's time to minimize stress and stop chasing rainbows. You know, it's time to start looking at how you get the best out of what you've currently got by rearranging and reconfiguring a little bit to get a much, much more bigger footprint, if you like. Now's not the time to be looking at, you know, brand new application spaces for some new technology that maybe Google or Microsoft or some other vendor has got. Now's the time to look at what you've currently got and capitalize on it.
Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that we were trying to get people to realize with the contest we just ran, the Spotlight Awards.
Want to tell us about that, Greg?
Well, this was actually something that Ian had brought up a while ago, and that nobody does a very good job of highlighting the capabilities of Notes.
Exactly.
The things that it's capable of achieving. Mm. So we wanted to step up and actually provide a forum where people could get recognized for the great work that they've done and the great things that Notes has allowed them to get to achieve.
Exactly.
And so we had the Spotlight Awards launched, where people submitted from all over the world a description of their application that had this unique flair to it, and we chose from over 40 entries.
Over 40,
that
yeah.
were amazing entries. It was harder than we thought to judge them. You should know.
Yeah, I was one of the judges, and I have to say that, you know, I've lived in my own little Notes world for a long time, and I know my style of applications and the business processes that I try to solve provide automation for. But seeing some of the stuff that was submitted was absolutely mind-blowing, you know?
Inspirational.
Yeah, very inspirational.
But it would have been forever trapped in whatever company that was developed in.
Yeah.
And no one would ever realize, you know, someone might just look at some of these and just go, oh, I didn't even realize you could do that sort of level of integration with other tools.
That's right.
It's the integration with the other, I mean, integration with SAP, integration with AutoCAD, I mean, integration at a complexity level that, I'm sorry, but 95% of CIOs would not have any inclination of that's the application of Notes technology. They would not believe you're talking about an email system, because that's what they think Notes is at times.
Right, yeah.
And here's an application system delivering huge value. What, you know, we're talking about, in some instances, tens of thousands of users.
Yeah.
Getting benefits over many, many countries. I mean, I'll tell you this, given the timing, it was quite a late in the year idea that I dumped on marketing Craig et al., which of course they were very grateful for, I think.
I can do Christmas this year.
There's always an earlier approach to 2009 Lotusphere, but the point is, if there's 40-odd plus, well, over 40 entries, at that late in the year, you know this is the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. There's thousands of those examples.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, you guys, right. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Ian Smith and Craig Schumann from Team Studio here at Lotusphere 2008. What pedestal are you guys at again?
Good question.
Our pedestal.
Our pedestal, the Team Studio pedestal.
The big one.
So check them out, teamstudio.com.
This podcast, sponsored by Instant Technologies, the source for award-winning same-time products and applications. Instant Technologies offers proven same-time chat archiving and compliance solutions, IMQ management and help desk solutions, buddy list administration and maintenance tools to easily add, remove, and update enterprise-level buddy lists, and persistent chat rooms and same-time plugins. Instant Technologies, your proven source for same-time solutions. Find them today at www.instant-tech.com. That's www.instant-tech.com.